Many regional analysts say a broader conflict in the Middle East involving some of the world's great military powers would have disastrous consequences, especially for Africa's weaker economies. But they differ about what Iran's attack Saturday on Israel means.
This is not an escalation. This is more, in my opinion, diplomacy at a high level. Let's call it armed diplomacy that is unfolding.
Professor Abel Esterhazy is a military strategist at Stellenbosch University in South Africa.
The attack from Iran was probably the most telegraphed assault in the history of war. Everybody knew it's going to come. They made sure through diplomatic channels in Switzerland and Turkey that the U.S. understands that Iran don't want the war to escalate, but they don't want to lose face. They had to react and respond to the killing of the commanders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in Syria. So this was, in my opinion, more a symbolic attack than anything else.
Iran fired armed drones and missiles at Israel on Saturday, but Israel and its allies, including the United States and Jordan, say they shot down almost all of them. The attack came after an airstrike on an Iranian consulate in Syria earlier this month that killed several Iranian military commanders. Tehran blames Israel for the airstrike, but the Israeli government has not said it was responsible. As the director of the Geneva Center for African Security and Strategic Studies, David Otto, points out, whether Iran's attack is considered symbolic depends entirely on Israel.
What is very critical is that the world now is drifting towards, you know, what I consider to be a conventional Third World War. I mean, Iran has now launched over 300 explosive drones. The U.S. has said that it will not engage in retaliation or direct retaliation, perhaps, in order not to escalate the conflict. But one never knows.
South African government officials tell VOA that International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor has communicated directly with Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi to appeal for tensions to be scaled down with Israel. Pretoria has good relations with Raisi's administration, especially since it lobbied successfully for Iran to join the BRICS Plus bloc of emerging economies. Pandor says she speaks regularly with the Iranians about getting more aid into Gaza, which has been devastated by Israel's war with Hamas militants for the past 6 months. South Africa's former ambassador to Israel, Sisa Ngombane, says the best way to prevent a wider war in the Middle East would be an end to the Gaza conflict. Ngombane calls on all African governments, civil society groups, and the African Union to be very loud in their appeals for no war in the Middle East.
You need all these organizations to be really seized with this matter. It can't be that like something happening in a corner somewhere where nobody sees, because the consequences are dire for all of us. We need to be involved as citizens of the world. Let's go to the streets to press on our leaders to do the right thing. Because until the politicians feel that they are under pressure to do the right thing, they will continue to take decisions that are contrary to our interests.
He says he's confident the U.S. will use its powers of persuasion to prevent Israel from launching a major retaliation. The fighting in Gaza has killed nearly 34,000 people and left most of the territory's 2 million people near famine. The conflict began in October after Hamas fighters attacked Israeli communities, killing about 1,200 people and taking more than 240 hostage. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.